Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. Several weeks ago, NPR did a story on number stations. These are shortwave radio stations which, especially in the days of the Cold War, broadcast blocks of numbers, usually in a female voice, in English, German, Chinese, Russian, and other languages. There are what are known as five-digit stations, which transmit messages in blocks of five digits, and 3-2 stations, so named because there's a distinct pause between the third and fourth digit of each group. There are also phonetic stations which transmit messages using groups of five letters from the International Phonetic Alphabet, Alpha, Bravo, Charlie, Delta, and so on. There are even number stations which play music, including music boxes and ice cream truck tunes. All evidence suggests that number stations have to do with intelligence and espionage. Here's a recording of a typical number station. Well, tonight we're going to turn KISL into a number station for the next hour as we play rapidly rotating records having to do with numbers. And here to start us off is Jack Hilton's Hiltonians. Thank you. We started off this special numbers edition of Rapidly Rotating Records with the Kit Kat Band, recording for HMV as Jack Hilton's Hiltonians, and Number 10 from May 17, 1927. The Kit Kat Band was put together by Jack Hilton to be the resident band at London's Kit Kat Club, which opened in the summer of 1925. Other than paying the band, Hilton had no direct contact, and it was directed by American saxophonist Al Starita. The band made about 150 sides, and when they recorded for Columbia, Al Starita was given directing credit. Next, we heard the WMCA Broadcasters, August 10, 1926, and My Cuties Do at 222 Today, written by Leo Robin and Albert von Tilzer. The WMCA Broadcasters was a pseudonym on the Harmony label for Ernie Golden and his Hotel McAlpin Orchestra, and was used because the studios for WMCA were located inside New York's Hotel McAlpin. When it was built in 1912 at a cost of $13.5 million, it was the world's largest hotel at 25 stories and 1,620 rooms. It's still standing, but is now known as Herald Towers and has been converted to apartments. We finished up this segment of the show with Trumpet Sobs, written by Red Nichols. So what does Trumpet Sobs have to do with numbers? Well, it was played there by Red Nichols, Arthur Schutt, Eddie Lang, and Vic Burton, who were credited on the label of that March 24, 1926 Pathé Actuel 78 as We Three. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes, from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. For this hour, we've turned KISL into a number station, and here to start off this set of number songs is Miff Mole's Molars. Thank you.
thanks a million thanks to you for everything that love could bring you brought me. Each ten of love words you happen to say is hidden away in a memory's vulture. Thanks a million, for I remember too the tenderness that your caress taught you. You made a million dreams come true, and so I'm saying thanks a million to you.
Jeffrey Goodhart and his orchestra and The Only One, written by Harry Warren, Bud Green, and Sidney Clare. This is from a Vocalion 78 recorded in February of 1925 while Goodhart's orchestra was resident at the Piccadilly Hotel, where they stayed until October. Before that, it was the vocal trio of Nelson Keller, Claire Hanlon, and Tom Waring, backed by Fred Waring and his Pennsylvanians, and A Picnic for Two. That's from May 13, 1932. A Picnic for Two was preceded by the Mound City Blue Blowers with the vocal by Nappy Lamar and Thanks a Million. That's from the 1935 picture Thanks a Million and was written by Gus Kahn and Arthur Johnston. We began with Miff Mole's Molars and original Dixieland One Step from an OK 78 recorded August 30th, 1927.
This is KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, and you're listening to Glenn Robison's Rapidly Rotating Records, toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s.
We love to get email, so if you have a particular song or artist you'd like to hear on Rapidly Rotating Records, or if you have a comment about the show or a suggestion for a topic, you can send them to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, or you can send cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. Or P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. This is a special number edition of Rapidly Rotating Records. Here's another recording of a shortwave number station. There are apparently secret messages hidden in all those series of numbers. Here's a song by Tiny Parham and his musicians that may have some secret message. Thank you.
opinion door. I found $1 million baby in a 5 and 10 cent store. The rain continued for an hour. I hung around for 3 or 4. Around $1 million baby in a 5 and 10 cent store. She was selling china. And when she made those eyes,
when she made those eyes,
I kept buying china until the crowd got wild.
Until the crowd got wild.
Incidentally, if you should run into a shower, just step inside my cottage door and meet the $1 million baby from the 5 and 10 cent store. Love comes along like a popular song, anytime or anywhere at all. Rain or sunshine, spring or fall, you never know when it may say hello in a very unexpected place. For example, take my case. Continued for an hour. I hung around for 3 or 4. Around $1 million baby in a 5 and 10 cent store. She was selling china, and when she made those eyes,
and when she made those eyes,
I kept buying china until the crowd got wild.
Until the crowd got wild.
Incidentally, if you should run into a shower, step inside my cottage door and meet the $1 million baby from the 5 and 10 cent
player in a certain band, always plays the rhythm that a child could understand. Now he never studied music or anything like that. No matter what the tune may be, and the long be flat,
he knows just one note, he plays just one note, he stays on one note, his breath is strong. He plays a hot key, he don't know what.
He hangs on one note, he bangs on one note, he knows on one note in every song.
Hot stuff. Joe Hames and his orchestra and one-note trumpet player, written by Joe Hames and Ted Weems. Playing that one high B-flat note on the trumpet was Pee Wee Irwin, and you also heard an alto sax solo by Mike Doty. The vocalist on that August 18, 1932 recording was Larry Murphy. Before one-note trumpet player, we heard Turner Layton and Clarence Johnstone in December of 1931, and I Found a Million Dollar Baby, written by Harry Warren, Mort Dixon, and Billy Rose. We began this segment with Tiny Parham and his musicians and a recording from July 22, 1929, which just might carry some hidden espionage message in the title, Lucky 369. Listen to this number station.
369 369 369 369.
Okay, so I edited that one a little bit. Isn't it amazing what you can do with digital technology these days? I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL FM 88.7 Avalon, streaming online at KISL.org, and available on demand anytime at all online at RadioFreeWorld.com. Continuing this special number edition of Rapidly Rotating Records, here's Doc Dougherty and his orchestra. Thank you.
It's had its day. Black Bottom and the Charleston, they are passé. That hot stomp that you've heard about, all of those we can do without. We'll take full, full rhythm by a full, full rhythm band.
Paul Tremaine and his orchestra and 4/4 Rhythm. That October 4th, 1929 recording was made for Victor, but later on the band specialized in spirituals, which they recorded for Columbia. Paul Tremaine's band was based in New York and became quite popular as a result of considerable radio airtime. Before Paul Tremaine, we heard Abe Lyman's California Orchestra in 1925 and Out of a Million, You're the Only One, written by Grant Clark and Edgar Leslie. We began with Doc Dougherty and his orchestra and 90 in the Shade from July 1st, 1929. That bass sax you heard in the first chorus was played by Doc Dougherty.
Doing our part to keep alive the music of the 1920s and 30s. This is Rapidly Rotating Records. Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon and available anytime on demand online at RadioFreeWorld.com.
Here to start off this final segment of this special number edition of Rapidly Rotating Records is Clarence Williams, and he's got numbers on his mind.
I got horses, I got numbers on my mind. I got horses, I got numbers on my mind. On that third, fifth, and seventh race, put a lot of wrinkles in my face. I just can't get them horses and numbers out of my mind. I got horses, I got numbers on my mind. And my wife is getting mad at me, I find. She told me, baby, if you want me to stay, I'm quitting you today if you don't get them horses and numbers out of your mind. I was sitting in church on Sunday morning, and the preacher asked me, what day was you born? And how that reverend glared at me when I shouted 503. I can't get them horses out of my mind.
Thank you.
Isham Jones and his orchestra, May 6, 1926, and 3:30 Blues. That was preceded by Paul Small, his orchestra, and his vocal on A Thousand Good Nights. That's from A Perfect 78, recorded March 16, 1934. We began with Clarence Williams, his orchestra, and his vocal, and I Got Horses and Got Numbers on My Mind, from February 7th, 1934. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week and every week for more Rapidly Rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, and music to which you can't not tap your toes. In the meantime, your comments and requests are always welcome and can be sent by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or by postal mail to P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California 91711. That's email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California 91711. You're also invited to stop by the website at www.rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, where you can sign up to receive the weekly playlist by email and play our Jeopardy-type vintage music trivia game. Until next week, this is Glenn Robison, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.
Delta, Foxtrot, Delta, 2 and Delta, Foxtrot, Delta, 2 and Delta, Foxtrot, Charlie, 3-7. Delta, Foxtrot, Charlie, 3-7.